Blog Talk Radio. Today's episode or segment of the A New Day Show. Happy Sunday to you wherever you are. And for those of you who are ahead of time, happy Monday to you. It's a beautiful kind of damp Sunday evening here in Connecticut where I am broadcasting from live. However, I am still enjoying sipping on some unsweetened, organic, fresh mint tea that was brewed right from my garden. And it is just such a refreshing taste, providing for me a very relaxing and tranquil evening. So, for those of you who are joining me live, I just hope that you are enjoying your time while you listen to today's broadcast. Today is a special day because we are going to be discussing the word perseverance and what it is for you. I tell you, there are some times in our lives when there are certain experiences which lingers with us. And today is one of those days for me. Today I went to worship service at Faith Church where I am a part of the family there, our Faith Church, Connecticut. And we had a guest pastor. His name is Pastor Chris Frawley, F-R-A-L-E-Y, and our pastor is on vacation, and there are different pastors who are filling in. Well, today, Pastor Farley spoke on a topic of crashing through your quitting points, and I tell you, everyone who is listening to me, I think that message was designed and created for me because as I listened to his delivery, I came to the awareness and realization of how much perseverance is a part of who I am, the journey that I am on the journey that I have been traveling over my entire life. And because of that reason, I wanted to continue this dialogue and this conversation. And that's the reason why I'm encouraging you and inviting you to join with me. And let's talk about perseverance, what it means for us. For those of you who listened about 3 weeks ago when I spoke on the 9 P's to success, you realize that perseverance were among the P's that I spoke on. So I'm excited about this discussion. I went online and I did research about some quotes for perseverance, and I'm happy to say that I did got a rich assortment from some real prominent authors and scholars. So I will be sharing those as well. So before I get into that, I want to remind you that the chat room is open and the telephone lines are also open to you. The number to call is 646-915-8166 and become part of this conversation. I also want to remind you that we are on twice a week. Wednesday morning, we are on dealing with the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. And on Sunday evenings, we deal with reinventing one life, overcoming or embracing adversities, or any other empowering situation which is taking place in your life. So that's us twice a week. For those who are local to us here in Connecticut, the A New Day TV show is on and Comcast on Mondays at 7 p.m. and on Fridays, on Mondays at 11 a.m. and on Fridays at 7 p.m. On Charter, we are on Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 11:30 a.m. And we have a great lineup of speakers there, people who are sharing their stories. And once and sometimes twice a month, I do some teaching there on different subjects that I feel led to share and impart with you to help you with your empowering journey. I also want to remind you to save the date for the Vision Weekend Conference coming up in March of 2012. And that's going to be taking place in New York City. We have a rich lineup of speakers who will be coming to help you with understanding the importance of creating and shaping your vision for greater success. We have a rich alignment of speakers, and at present, we are just putting on the final touches, but I tell you, we are going to have people speaking about leadership, people talking about branding, goal setting, vision board, social media, entrepreneurial, how to build your business, and how to make sure you have an exit strategy plan in place. We are going to have small business attorneys there. We're going to have different panels that you'll get to speak to the expert on everything. We're going to have topic on releasing your brilliance and all of that great, great stuff. So just keep watching us on Facebook. Also, we want to encourage you to please visit our fan page on Facebook, Vision Weekend Conference, and like it and share it with others as well. So again, come on, join me in the chat room, join me on the phone as we discuss today's topic about perseverance. But before we do that, let's take a little commercial break.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right. Well, we look forward for you to join us there. So, perseverance. There are several different words that has the same meaning as perseverance. And we want to talk about a few of those words. And we are also going to look on the different ways that the word perseverance can be used or have been used. Some are favorable and some can even be categorized as unfavorable. So some of the words we can use instead of perseverance is steadfastness, persistence, tenacity, doggedness, holding on. All those words mean the same thing as persistence, pressing on. Persistent commonly suggests activity maintained in spite of difficulty. I want to welcome guest 7463, and as you can probably read at the top there, we are discussing perseverance, and if you have a story or any input that you would like to contribute, do not hesitate to type it, or you can even call in and let us discuss this together live on the air. The number to do that is 646-915-8166. So, we mention doggedness, steadfastness, perseverance, persistence, tenacity, pertinacity. All these words imply that we are holding on. We are not giving up. We are not buckling in. Persistent is commonly suggesting activity maintained in spite of difficulty, or steadfast and long continued application. Endurance and perseverance combined together will get you through to the end. It is usually used in a sense of positiveness, as one author says. However, there are times when the word persistence is used unfavorably, and it implies to unremitting and sometimes annoying perseverance. Persistence in a belief, persistence in talking when others wish to study. Tenacity, with the original meaning of adhesiveness as a glue, is a dogged and determined holding on. Whether used literally or figuratively, it has favorable implications. Bulldog quality of tenacity. The tenacity of one's memory. Pertinacity, unlike its related word, is used chiefly in an unfavorable sense, that over an insisting tenacity, the pertinacity of the social climber. So, we need to decide how we are applying the word tenacity or persistence. Because for me, when I look at the word persistence and tenacity, it is telling me never quit and never give up. I must go through, regardless of all the agony and pain I am feeling. I cannot afford to throw the towel in. The difference between perseverance and obstinacy is that one comes from strong will and the other from strong won't. And that's a quote from Henry Ward Beecher. Another quote says, the road to success is dotted with many tempting parking places. And when you look at that quote, it is telling us that we should rest if we may, but we should never like hang out there forever and camp out. We must have the perseverance when you take a rest to get up and to go. Another author used the quote that says, when the world says, give up, hope whispers, try it one more time. So, we need to believe in ourselves, believe in our hearts, be able to listen to the positive experiences in our lives, and to draw fortitude and perseverance on those experiences. And even when the negative voice is telling you, oh, you can't do it, quit now, give up. Hope and fortitude and courage will tell you, try it one more time. It was Dale Carnegie who said, don't be afraid to give your best to what seemingly are small jobs. Every time you conquer one, it makes you that much more stronger. If you do a little job well, the big ones tend to take care of themselves. Is not that the truth? We just need to keep doing the little things that we do and do them well. And before you know it, you will be mastering and conquering all those big projects. Nobody trips over mountains. It is the small pebble that causes you to stumble. Pass all the pebbles in your path and you will find your crosses the mountain. That's one of the other favorite quotes that is pointing us all to the importance of persistence. Franklin D. Roosevelt said, when you come to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. And I always like to add on that I am holding on to my knot, and even though I'm getting blisters in the palm of my hand, I refuse to let go. And the reason I can say that with confidence is because of the persistence and the perseverance that is inside of me. Josh Billings said, consider the postage stamp. Its usefulness consists in the ability to stick to one thing till it gets there. This is so powerful, and I chose to repeat it. Consider the postage stamp. Its usefulness consists in its ability to stick on one thing until it gets there. You know, how many times we get something that we mailed returned to us because the postage was missing. And now we know the reason why, because the stamp fell off and, you know, possibly stuck to something else that it was not intended for. And because of that, our letter was returned to us instead of being delivered to the sender. The greatest oak was once a little nut who held its ground. Again, that is perseverance. You put the seed in, you put the nut in the ground, it was watered and nurtured, and it descended roots out, and it held onto the ground, and it became a powerful, powerful oak tree. There is a Japanese proverb that says, fall seven times, stand up eight. And you know, I'm sure everyone who is listening has sometime or another heard about the motivational speaker, Les Brown. Maybe Brown Baby Boy. And one of Les's favorite quotes and an addition to his speeches is always, when you fall, do your best to be looking up. Because so long as you are looking up, you will get up. And that's, again, the perseverance in us. Yes, we can fall down as many times. You fall down seven times, and the eighth time, you are bound to stand up. So don't give up. It does not matter what you have been through or are going through. Never give up. Never give up. Even if you need to write with big red markers, the word perseverance, put it on your dashboard, put it on your mirror, put it on your refrigerator, inside and outside your doors, so that everywhere you go and every time you see it, you understand what it means to have perseverance. Perseverance is the hard work you do after you get tired of doing the hard work you already did. And that was a quote by Newt Gingrich. If one dream should fall and break into a thousand pieces, never be afraid to pick one of those pieces up and begin again. That is so true. I know for me, there are many times over my life that I put a plan into action that really did not mature. And a lot of people will tell, well, why do you want to do that? Why do you do that? Don't do that. You don't have this. You don't have the other. However, that burning persistence and perseverance in me keeps telling me, don't you listen to them. You keep going and you keep pressing in. You keep going, you keep pressing in. There is another saying that goes, it is not over until the fat lady sings. And I must tell you, I take that literally. And I have not heard the fat lady sings yet. So I'm always in perseverance mode. Always in perseverance mode. He conquers who endures. So it simply means if you lie down in the middle of the tunnel and you give up, you will never be able to see the rainbow once you exit the tunnel. Again, rest if you may, but don't you give up. Don't you quit on you. You are your first and only supporter. When no one else wants to support and encourage you, you must support and encourage yourself. You must be able to taste the success, smell it, see it from a distance. You must be able to share it with passion. You should be energized when you talk about it. You should be excited about the journey that you're on the path. Even when nobody else is seeing it, you got to see it for yourself. Stubbornly persist, and you will find that the limits of your stubbornness go well beyond the stubbornness of your limits. And that's by Robert Blount. Stubbornly persist, and you will find that the limits of your stubbornness will go beyond the stubbornness of your limit. So in other words, just keep persisting. Just keep persisting. You will persevere to the sweet end. The sweet end. However, before the sweet end can be experienced, you got to persevere through the bitterness, the agony, the hurt, the heartbreak, the letdown, the betrayals, all of those things. We must conquer those in order to reap the sweetness of our perseverance. You can't go through life quitting everything. If you are going to achieve something, you have got to stick with something. Isn't that the truth? There are so many people who begin something and before they even realize that they started something, they quit and they give up because somebody said something to them that they didn't like and they heard this is happening and that is happening. Honestly, that has nothing to do with the journey that you are on. You got to stay focused. You must persevere to the sweet end. Even when you look around you, all you can see is bitterness. However, you cannot afford to throw the towel in. Frequently, regularly, often, trip while reaching for my high ideas. Then I giggle or cry and get back up. Erica Harris. That quote is from Erica Harris. And isn't it amazing when we can giggle and laugh at our own stupidity? And just get up, brush our knees off, and stand up and keep going. And don't allow any experience or any circumstances to rise higher than our perseverance. Not pride, not ego, not emotion, nothing should not rise higher than our perseverance. The race is not always to the swift, but those who keep on running. You got to endure to the end. You must, because that is the only way that you will know when your perseverance pays off. Not if, hear me, not if, however, when, because it will pay off. It will pay off. I am here to tell you from personal experience that perseverance pays off. There are numerous occasions when people told me I couldn't do X or I couldn't do Y or Z. And when I persevere and they see the result, you know what they say? You are amazing. You are amazing. I've had people say to me, I can't believe you made me eat my words. I did not let them eat their words. It's the perseverance in me that helps me to conquer. And you, my friends, my supporters, you have the same perseverance inside of you. And I'm here to encourage you not to let anyone or anything rob you from that perseverance. There is a scripture in Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 11 which reads, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not for the swift, nor the battle for the strong, neither ye bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chances happeneth to them all. So in other words, if you persevere, you are a winner. You will be rewarded. Not in your time, but in God's time. You will be rewarded so long as you do not give up. It's not that I am so smart. It's just that I stay with the problem longer. And that's a quote by Albert Einstein. Not that he's smart. He just stays with the problem longer. What about us? Are we staying with the problem long enough? Are we reevaluating the situation? Or are we just packing it up and throwing it in? Only each of us can answer this question for ourselves. And it's not a judgmental question, but it's one that each and every one of us needs to answer for ourselves. Are we sticking it out? Are we staying long enough to reap the harvest? Are we staying long enough to harvest that harvest? Are we? Ask yourself that question. Perseverance is not a long race. It is many short races, one after another. And that quote came from Walter Elliott, author of The Spiritual Life. Perseverance is not a long race. It is many short races, one after another. This is why if you're a regular listener or follower of my show or any of my postings, you know that I tell you that you don't need to eat the big elephant. You just do it. You can eat the whole elephant. You do it just one bite at a time. One small bite at a time. And this is the same thing with our perseverance here. Don't look at the wrong long race. Look at the many small races. And after each race, reward yourself for the completion of that race. I want to remind you to call in 646-915-8136 and please share with me your story or your experiences around the topic of perseverance. People are always blaming their circumstances after what they are. I don't believe in circumstances. The people who get on this world are the people who get up and look for circumstances they want. And they can't find them. Instead, they make them. And this is a quote from G. Bernard Shaw. It's like the word luck, and people say, oh, you're lucky and you're that. We are not. There's nothing. Luck is what we go out there and create. Luck for me is my perseverance. Luck for me is my belief. Luck for me is my fortitude and my courage. Luck for me is throwing away my ego, my pride, and my shame, and get up and brush myself off to continue in the race. That's what luck is for me. There is no telling how many miles you will have to run while chasing a dream. Each of us, our distance is different. It's not how long the race takes us to run. It's not how many minutes we take to finish the race. The important point here is that we complete the race. We go to the end and we complete the race. Perseverance, keep honor bright. To have done is to hang quite out of fashion, like a rusty nail in a monumental mockery. And that's written by William Shakespeare. We all have stories. What's yours? What's mine? Our stories are authentically who we are. However, if we do not persevere, we will not be able to tell our story. Tell your story. It is in the telling of your story. It is in the sharing of your perseverance. That is what helps other people to begin to take the courage to be bold in telling their stories of perseverance. And you listen to them and say, oh my heavens, what they have been through, I am not even half of what their experience was. And if they can persevere and overcome, what excuse do I have?
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And I want to remind you that the phone lines are open, waiting for your call, 646-915-8166. And the chat room is open too. Type what it is you want to contribute to the conversation, and let me read it and share it with the rest of the world. I am sure that I am not the only one who has experienced the sweet result of perseverance. So why not call in 646-915-8166 and share your experience with us. The drops of rain make a hole in the stone, not by violence, but by oft falling. The drops of rain make a hole in the stone, not by violence, but by oft falling. Persistence. Keep at it. Keep at it. keep at it. Keep at it. One drop at a time. One drop at a time. One drop at a time. In the same spot. Before you know it, there's a hole in the stone. Keep at it. Keep at it. Keep at it. But the moment you turn the corner, you see another straight stretch ahead. And there comes some further challenge to your ambition. Oliver Wendell Holmes. Isn't that the truth? If you stay long enough on this perseverance journey, you will encounter some turbulent times. And trust me, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wherever you're listening to, whether you're listening live or on archive, if you have not yet encountered any challenges and difficulty, brace yourselves because they are on their way. They are on their way and they will be coming with you with full force. All the energy that they have, they will be coming to you. So brace yourself and know that after it hits, you will need to strengthen your perseverance muscle. So start to build it up now. Get some muscle power in it so that when that time hits you, you can bounce back. Do not discourage. It's often the last key in the bunch that opens the lock. So don't give up. Don't discourage. If you try that key, it doesn't work, just keep going. Keep going. And if you think you use all the keys, go back over all those keys that you think you tried already. Because surprise, you will discover that one of those keys will open the lock. And what a smile will be on your face when you realize that that key turned and that lock is open. You got to believe, you got to persevere to the sweet end. There is no sweetness if you do not go to the end. You must go to the end to see the rays of the sun. You must go to the end to see the light of the star. You must go to the end to smell the sweet aroma of your success. You must. You must. You owe it to yourself. The great majority of men are bundles of beginnings. Ralph Waldo Emerson. That is so true, because so many people begin so many projects and they never complete them. Never. We must persist to completion. Regardless of what it is, you must persist to the end. I want to welcome guest 8511. If you have any contribution about persistence and what it means for you, please feel free to call in 646-915-8166 or just type it in the chat room and I will read it for the rest of the world to hear. I'm sharing different quotes and speaking about my personal experience with persistence and perseverance. What it means for me on the journey that I am on. And what I'm pointing at here is that unless we persevere to the sweet end, we will not gain the benefit of our success. So let me hear from you, guest 8511, about what persistent means for you. Saints are sinners who kept on going. Robert Louis Stevenson. So you see all these different category of people that persevered to the end. Sinners who persevere were ordained saints later on. What if they had gave up? What if they had gave up? If you are facing in the right direction, all we have to do is keep walking. Keep walking, keep walking, keep walking. Look in front of you. Do not keep looking back. Because when we look back, it's oftentimes derail us. When we look back, it hinders the progress of the journey that we are on. So we must at all times have and maintain a tunnel vision. Do not give up. Whatever you pass already is history. It is it's in the archives. But go on and create more histories. Keep striving for the sweet end. Keep looking. Keep looking, because before long, you will glimpse the rays of the sunshine and you will know that I am almost to the end. Life is not about how fast you run or how high you climb, but how well you bounce back. Isn't that the truth? What the strength of our bounce ability? Can we bounce back? Or when we stumble, we fall down and we put our face in the trenches and in the mud and we give up? Do we have bounce ability? Only you know. I know the answer for me. What is your answer? Remember, when you ask yourself these questions, you answer. You are answering honestly for you. And do not pretend. You cannot fool you. Because the universe knows everything about you and what's taking place. So just be honest. And know what areas you need to practice and what you need to do. So you can bounce back whenever you fall down. The dreams of the broken are mightier than the wishes of the dead. Remember, there are a few quotes ago and I mentioned about picking up one piece of that shattered dream. And start over. Sharpen it, clean it up, and start over. Do not step over all the pieces, because you only need one more piece to start over on that powerful dream of yours. I may not be there yet, but I am sure closer than I was yesterday. One step at a time, one step at a time. One step at a time. Do not give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. Keep walking. Remember they said the race is not for the swift, but he that endureth to the sweet end. Do not give up, guys. Do not give up. Just keep doing it. 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 And before long, you are going to have so many successes because you persevered to the end.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And I want to remind you to pencil in your planner, March 2012 for the Vision Weekend Conference in New York City. Shape your vision for greater success. And these are some of the reasons why I'm discussing things like perseverance now. And because as entrepreneurs, we need to persevere. We need tenacity. We need belief in ourselves to accomplish the goals to get the result we want. We cannot afford to quit in the beginning. So we want to see you at the Vision Weekend Conference in New York City in March of 2012, March 23rd to the 27th. I tell you, it is designed to be an empowering conference that will help you to just go the distance. It will give you all the tools that you need to go the distance for your success. So we are looking forward to see you there. We encourage you to visit our fan page on Facebook, Vision Weekend Conference, and like it and encourage your friends to like it as well. Keep on going, and the chances are that you will stumble on something, perhaps, when you least expect it. I never heard of anyone ever stumbling on something sitting down. Charles F. Kittering. Isn't that the truth? This quote is just an affirmation about how important action is in our lives. Nothing will happen when we sit down. We must keep moving. We must keep moving, guys. We got to move in all directions. We got to be creative. When you move one direction and you encounter a stumbling block, you must go the other direction. And there are times when you got to walk around them and jump over it. But keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Do not stop, because it is when you stop that the negative things begin to happen to you. That's when the discouragement come your way. That's when everybody come and they're going to tell you, oh, I know you couldn't do it. I know it was difficult. I know you didn't have the funding and all of that. So for those reasons, you keep going. Keep them guessing. Keep them wondering, what is Daphne up to now? Just keep busy and keep going. Do not sit. Sit enough time to get a little relaxation and to refuel and to re-energize. But do not hang out there and take a vacation for others to come and rain on your parade. Keep busy, keep moving, keep taking positive action. One may go a long way after one is tired. One may go a long way after one is tired. The only way that will happen is through our perseverance. Because I look on this as if I am climbing the mountain. You know, when you get in the middle of that mountain, it's going to be steep. And you probably have to just flex your muscle, take a few deep breaths, and keep looking at the end. Keep looking at the end. Keep looking at the end. Have some landmark for yourself, so that when you look at those, or when you visualize those landmarks, then you can know that, oh, I am almost there. And you can begin to smile. You can begin to sing victory song. You can even begin to dance your winning victory dance, because you know, I am almost there. I am almost there. And before long, you'll get to the top of the mountain and you can look down at that plain where you once began your race. And you smiled and you said, I am so thankful that I persevered to the end. Never think that God's delay or God's denial. Hold on. Hold fast. Hold out. Patience is a genius. Patience, tolerance, perseverance, tenacity. All those words. If you need to create a new collection of words, let these words be part of that collection, because there come a time when you will not have anyone else to turn to other than yourself. You'll have to toot your own horn. You will need to be your own cheerleader. You'll have to sing your own praises and your encouragement. Day in and day out, you are the only person who cannot afford to quit on you. Perseverance is a must. So I encourage you to go out to the stationery, buy you a pack of 3x5 index card, and in the biggest, boldest color, permanent marker that you can get, I want you to write the word perseverance. Put it on your mirrors. Put it on your doors. Put it everywhere that you can see it, so that you can keep reminding yourself how important perseverance is to you. I want to welcome guest 9038 to the show. Problems are not stop signs. They are guidelines. And that came from Robert Schuller. Problems are not stop signs. They are guidelines. So, you know, it's like they say, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. When we look at these challenges that we are encountering and that we are faced with, are we seeing them as obstacles, or are we seeing them as stepping stones? Ask yourself the question. I want to just thank you, Extra Effort Forum, for coming to the show. I just know that you have something you would like to share about perseverance and how you practice that in your life and some of the results. I would encourage you to call in, please, and be part of this conversation. I just want to just share a song that I feel moved to play, because we are talking about perseverance, and I know for each and every one of us, when we get to the end of that perseverance, it will be a happy day for us. So I want to share this song, and Extra Effort, I just hope that you will call in 646-915-8166 to share your take on perseverance.
Jesus is alive. The empty
6, 6. You know, that's a testimony, because when we persevere to the end, what a happy day that's going to be. And we are going to be changed forever, because we are not going to be turning back to that old person that we were. And this is why it is, it's so important to persevere to the end, because success is so sweet. Success is so sweet. And I know that, you know, the world is on a finger-pointing mission now, why all of us, we are not accomplishing what we ought to, and it is this person's fault and the other person's fault. And no one is talking about whose responsibility it is. And as a matter of fact, it is our responsibility. And I think part of what is lacking in our responsibility is that we are not persevering to the end. So we got to stick to it. We got to stick to it, guys, until we get it right. So do not be afraid to press in. Even when it is dark, if you have to go that rugged path in the darkness, don't quit. You keep going, because you keep going the distance. You keep going far enough. You will see the rising of the sun. I am here to tell you, I have been through many rough times. I am still going through some rough times. But I'm telling you, I'm persevering to the end. I am not quitting. I am not giving up. I can't afford to give up. I just cannot. When I look on how far I have come, why would I want to go back that journey? I know success is closer than I can imagine. Vitality shows in not only ability to persist, but the ability to start over. And that's a quote by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Yes, it's okay not to make it the first time and even the second time, and for some people third and fourth time, but who cares? Who cares? Don't you ever give up. Persevere to the end. Get the support you need. Read, go to conferences, get a mentor, get a spiritual advisor, get a coach. Do what you must to help you persevere to the sweet end. With ordinary talents and extraordinary perseverance, all things are attainable. With ordinary talents and extraordinary perseverance, all things are attainable. That's a quote from Thomas Foxwell Foxton. And that is so good that I'll have to read that again. With ordinary talent and extraordinary perseverance, all things, not something, not one thing, all things are attainable, so long as we stick to it. If we give up in the middle, we will never know what we could attain. It's Dr. Miles Monroe said that the richest place on earth is the graveyard. Yes, I just needed to take a sip of my freshly brewed organic minty. And it is so true, because so many people gave up in the beginning. They did not persevere, and because of that, they died with their music not played, their building not being designed, their songs not written, book not written, lives not being touched, and the list goes on and on. As a means to success, determination has its advantage over talent. It does not have to be recognized by others. And that's a quote from Robert Blunt. When your dreams turn to dust, pull out the vacuum, and start again. There are often times when many of our dreams will turn dust. But what are we doing? Are we giving up, or are we vacuuming and start over? Most people never run far enough on their first wind to find out if they've got a second. Whew. That's from William James, and oh my heavens, that is so powerful. That is so true. Because some of us give up immediately when the starting gate flies open, and they lift that up. And we give up. We did not even make it out of the starting gate. Why? For some, it's guilt, shame, ego, lots of things. And, you know, we need to just examine ourselves keenly so we can give an honest assessment of all the blocks and hindrances that holds us hostage. There are lots of us that are imprisoned, even though we are not behind bars, because we are held incarcerated by experiences. Some of these experiences are personal. Some are experiences that we observe in other people. However, we must understand the importance of perseverance so we can overcome and persevere to the end. I want to know if you can live with failure, yours or mine, and still stand at the edge of the lake and shout to the silver of full moon, yes! That takes courage. This takes perseverance. We cannot afford to not believe in ourselves and in the dreams and calling and purposes that we are ordained to do. It's not easy, and no one says it was going to be easy. And that's why we must get up every day and we must flex our perseverance muscle. It's like faith and perseverance goes together, and tenacity. I remember about 6 weeks or so ago, when I went into the park and learned to ride a bicycle. It was the first time. I never rode a bicycle as a child because growing up in Jamaica, I did not have a bicycle. So here I am in my 60s learning to ride a bicycle. And, you know, when I put it on my Facebook page, one of my friends out in Oklahoma, a woman I had met some years ago who moved to Oklahoma, she wrote me a reply on the Facebook and she said, from way back when I met you, tenacity was one of the strengths I observed in you. And for me, that was an encouragement to hear that from a fellow sister and woman of God who saw that strength in me. And even though I have not seen her for maybe about 12 years, she remembers the strength that she saw in me. And as I look back over my life growing up in Jamaica and going through some turbulent time, losing my mother when I was 13 years old and getting married, having 5 miscarriages and all the other adversities that I've gone through, divorce and all of that. As I look back, it is my perseverance and my tenacity that has allowed me to be on this broadcast with you, August 21st, 2011. And you have your own stories of perseverance too. And you need to be bold and to step out there and to share them with others. Difficult things take a long time. Impossible things a little longer. So, either way you look at it, you're going to need perseverance. So, why not just get busy? Why not take action and just give it all that you have? I want to remind you the phone lines are open. Call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Don't let the fear of the time it will take to accomplish something stand in the way of doing it. The time will pass anyway. We might just as well put the passing time in the best possible use. And that's a quote from Earl Nightingale. Take action. Don't worry about when you're going to finish it. The time is going to go by. And you know, whatever we start, if we don't finish it, it's a legacy that we have created. And the people who believe in the work that we'll do, they will come together to complete it. So, starting and continuing the action is our responsibility. Finishing it is up to God. A door opens to me. I go in and I'm faced with 100 closed doors. Am I going to let that stop me from going through the door that's open? No. I am going to keep going. Because if I persevere long enough, another one is going to open. And before I know it, all those doors will be open. Success seems to be larger. Success seems to be largely a matter of hanging on after others let go. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? too often times I see people graduate from colleges or from training and courses, and people who started with them and who quit before their completion would oftentimes says, boy, if I had only known, I would have stayed to complete. Look at such and such a person now. If only I knew. So I encourage people not to get into the habit of saying, if I know. Just persevere to the end, and you will not have to use those words, if I only knew. Big shots are only little shots who keep shooting. Look at a stone cutter hammering away at his rock, perhaps 100 times, without as much as a crack showing in it. Yet, at the 100th and first blow, it will split in two. And I know it was not the last blow that did it, but all that had gone before. Jacob A. Riis. That is so true. And, you know, I'm so excited that I was able to share these quotes that help us to affirm that our perseverance is a good thing. And regardless of what's going on in our lives, we should not give up. I want to share a poem on perseverance. When all the world is looming dark and things seem not as clear, when shadows seem to hover round, Lord, may I persevere. When it seems everything's been tied and there is nowhere to go, just let me keep remembering. Sometimes the journey's slow. I may just need to stop and rest. Along the path I trod, a time to try to understand and have my talk with God as I gain new strength to carry on without a doubt or fear. Somehow I know things will be right, and so I persevere. This is a poem by Anne Storitz. I just pray that this conversation around perseverance has opened your hearts, has provoked your thoughts, has energized and inspired your imagination to become creative, to become assertive, to become totally aware of why you are and why you cannot quit. I pray that you will design a plan where you can now begin to implement perseverance of who you are each day and each night. As you swing your legs out of that bed each day, that you will begin to see yourself persevering to the sweet end. Know that there are others out there who are depending on you to help them to strengthen their perseverance journey. We are not alone, and we owe it to others to help them on this path. Design some guidelines and some tips that you can use to usher others on this perseverance path. For those of you who are on a stronger perseverance path than others, mentor someone, coach someone, be a role model for some. Know that we are in this together. You and I, we are on this path together. Just as I have invested these 90 minutes in helping you understand what perseverance has been doing in my life, I encourage you to take some time, maybe not 90 minutes, but you find out what time you can carve out each and every day to help someone. There might be someone that has fallen. Extend a hand to them so you can pull them to their feet. Help to strengthen them so that they can get up back and begin to persevere. Encourage them not to take a long rest, but short rest period. Encourage them. Encourage them. Applaud them when they accomplish. Doesn't matter how small a task. Praise their tenacity. Praise their endurance. Praise their doggedness. Praise their durability. Praise their fortitude. Help them to understand that giving up is not an option. Let them know that if they give up, they will never see the colors of the rainbow. However, when they endure to the end, when they endure to the end, oh, what a sweet success that will be. I ask you to mark our show favorite, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, visit our fan page, Vision Weekend Conference, and like it and share it with others. Leave a comment here on the radio site for us. Let us know whether or not you are getting any benefits out of this show. If there is something that you would love to hear us have on here, write us and let us know. We are here to serve you. We are committed to helping you get education, get inspired so you can be motivated. And it is our long-range goal to help you be and keep empowered. This is Dynamic Daphne saying, it was my pleasure to spend these 90 minutes with you and to help you understand the importance of perseverance. Know that you were called for a destiny. It is only by persevering to the end that you will live this destiny. Stay blessed, my friend.
Call it. What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah.